You're listening to Cavalier Corner on ESPN Radio in Virginia.
Welcome back to the final segment of Cavalier Corner as we roll along this coming Saturday, or this Saturday, February the 4th, right here across ESPN Radio in Virginia. Carter Jenkins, another Upper Crust Pizza Student Athlete of the Week and a member of the JF Swim team as well, kind enough to stop by here on Cavalier Corner. If you've missed, by the way, before we get to Carter, and we appreciate Carter's time, if you missed any of our other interviews, whether it's today or in the last couple of weeks with swimmers or other sports, check out ESPN NVA on Facebook and Twitter. You can check out our Facebook and Twitter pages. We archive the interviews there, and you'll have a chance to listen to any of those that you missed. So, quick side note, Carter Jenkins, Upper Crust Student Athlete of the Week, and JF Swimmer joins us. Carter, appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Four-year swimmer for JF. You guys are at this point of the year, and I know we asked this just a moment ago to Landon, but you're at the point where you've just gotten through regionals. Take us through where you are mentally, physically, as you get ready for, just got through conference tournament, get ready for regionals, and then states after that.
Honestly, I was starting to feel a little bit sluggish before conference, but going into postseason, I feel some momentum picking up with everyone who's really motivated right now, all of the athletes, and our practices are getting harder, so I feel like I'm really preparing myself. And after our success at conference with the boys team winning, I'm really excited to see what our teams can do at regions.
What does that do for you when you see the boys team have success and you see other swimmers, even on your girls team, perform well with the stakes so high?
It's really encouraging, and I love to see my teammates doing well. It's a really awesome thing, and I'm very happy for the boys and for some of the other swimmers who have made state cuts or gotten their best times. It's just a really awesome thing to see.
As this season goes on, and we're talking with Carter Jenkins here, Upper Crust Student Athlete of the Week, joining us on Cavalier Corner. As you get closer into the season, how much do you notice that team chemistry coming together a little bit more and really being a backbone to the swim team?
I would say that our team grows closer as the season goes on. We started out with, I think, about 64 swimmers, which it's kind of hard to get close with everyone when you have such a big team. It is nice to have such a big team, but as the numbers drop down a little bit as we head into postseason, it's easier to get close with everyone and get to know people that you might not have talked to before in the regular season. So the bond definitely grows.
What does it mean for you as well when you're at the point now where, you've been swimming quite a bit over the season, everyone has, you probably a little bit more tired. What does that support do for you?
It really lifts me up and it encourages me because I know without my teammates, I don't think I would make it through, honestly. I am internally motivated myself, but the external motivation for my teammates really helps me out, especially at this time when I know there's a lot at stake.
What got you into swimming, Carter?
When I was 8 years old, one of my family friends was also a swimmer, and my mom was really close with their mom, and my mom decided that I needed something to keep me occupied over the summer. So she signed me up for a training program at my summer swim club called Tadpoles, and that was about a six-week program. After that program ended, I just hopped straight into the sport. I joined the summer team, and then the following winter, I joined a year-round team, and I was with that up until middle school.
Carter Jenkins, Upper Crust Student Athlete of the Week, one of two to join us today on Cavalier Corner. Landon Foster, the other. The interviews will both be at ESPN and VA on Facebook and Twitter if you want to hear those. You mentioned that at 8 years of age and what impact that had. You've now done summer swim. You've been with JF for 4 years. Was there always that passion right off the bat, or was there a certain point where it went from being something that maybe you were trying to figure out whether you liked it or not to where you really enjoyed it?
For me, kind of the second I got into the water, I knew that I really liked it and I just wanted to continue to get better and better. So it was just kind of a natural love. And I think that that's what's kept me going throughout the years too. It's just like my natural love for the sport.
Carter Jenkins with us here on Cavalier Corner. What's next for you after you wrap up your season?
So I'm hoping to attend Wake Forest University in the fall and just finish out the rest of my senior year with my friends and continue to make some good memories as we head into graduation.
Swimming in college, It's a lofty goal. Wake Forest is an ACC school. I'm sure if you wanted to do it, you probably could give it a shot. Is that something that's on your radar?
It's not right now. I was planning on doing club swimming, but I don't think varsity swimming is going to be a good fit for me. The schools I was looking at that would let me swim on their varsity team were not a good match for my like academic goals. So I think club swimming at Wake Forest would be a good fit for me.
When you get a chance to go there, you've talked about Wake quite a bit. It's clearly somewhere where you seem to have a passion to go and, you know, at least have a chance to stick around in the swimming landscape as well. I'm curious, as you, you know, start to reflect back on your time swimming at JF and even dating back to when you were 8 and you began swimming, what has swimming taught you that has carried over to get to the, to get you to the point where you're able to, you know, consider Wake Forest and have a chance to go to a real prestigious academic school?
Swimming has taught me a lot of self-motivation and just determination, because you have to set goals for yourself and it's up to you to reach those goals. It's up to you to put in the practice and do your best at practice and not slack off. And so that carries over into my academic life too. I'm very determined. I set goals there as well. So, but swimming is really what taught me that, to just continue to work towards my goals.
One of those for you seems, at least at this point, you know, neuroscience. I mean, is that correct? I mean, you want to go down that track when you get to Wake Forest. How'd the love for that even grow?
Last spring, I interned under a neurosurgeon, and the second I walked into the operating room, I fell in love, similar to the way as soon as I stepped into the water, I knew I wanted to swim. So that was a really defining moment for me, and I decided right then that I wanted to be a neurosurgeon, and so now that that's my goal, I'm not going to stop.
Upper Crust Pizza Student Athlete of the Week, one of two, Carter Jenkins, JF swimmer and aspiring neurosurgeon, joins us here on Cavalier Corner. When you're not doing schoolwork, when you're not swimming, which I'm sure take up the majority of your time, photography seems like it's a new hobby you've brought up.
It is a new hobby. I just bought a camera around December time, right before Christmas, and I just started playing around with it. Freshman year, I was actually in photography club, and so that was an initial interest. And ever since then, I decided I wanted to get my own camera and start playing around. So once I got one, I started taking pictures of my friends. I'm just like working to get better at it.
That's neat. Sounds like it's an exciting time. A lot of cool things going on. Carter Jenkins, Upper Crust Pizza Student Athlete of the Week and four-year swimmer at JF, joining us on Cavalier Corner. Carter, congrats on getting to this point. Good luck the rest of the way with regionals and states, and appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Big thanks to Carter Jenkins for her time. Also, a big thanks to Landon Foster for making time for us. A reminder, ESPN in VA on Facebook and Twitter. If you want to hear those or other Cavalier Corner interviews, which we've had, a reminder, we're back next Saturday, 10 to 10:30 on Cavalier Corner, right here across ESPN Radio in Virginia. Enjoy your weekend.
This has been Cavalier Corner, a look inside Jefferson Forest High School athletics. A special thanks to our partners, Clyde Smith Plumbing, the Central Virginia Federal Credit Union, Upper Crust Pizza, API Funds, Embrace Home Loans, and Kinetics Health Club. Cavalier Corner is an exclusive presentation of the Virginia Talk Radio Network.